Kim, Oklahoma and Kansas both held wheat tours this week, and they came back with an estimate for the 2010 crop. How'd the numbers stack up versus last year?
Well, I think Kansas wheat probably come in a little less than expected. The estimate for Oklahoma may be a little higher than what some of us think it'll be. On the Oklahoma crop, it came in, the scouts said at 143 million bushels. The groups there that analyzed the scouts information and brought in some additional information had 141 million bushels. Of course, that's compared to a 77 million bushel crop last year. Last year it was 22 bushels per acre. This year they're projecting around 33, maybe a little higher than that. I think if you look at last year's average price or this year's average price, it ends on the end of this month. $4.80 is about the average price producers received for their wheat. That was a $370 million crop last year. If we say get 135 million bushels, which me, a lowly economist, thinks it's going to be more like, and an average price of, say, around $4.30, it will have a $570 million crop.
So more valuable and good news for producers then.
Right. Lower price, but bushels. You know, we've said all along, bushels is what counts, and bushels is what brings the money in.
Next week, there's a major USDA crop report coming out. What's the market expecting from that?
The early projections I've seen on that is a U.S. total wheat production of 2 billion bushels. They're looking at consumption being slightly higher, and the ending stocks remaining the same as about this year. You know, I've been saying that if we to keep the ending stocks the same, we need about a 1.8 billion bushel crop. So I'll have to look at those consumption numbers. We're looking at level stocks to slightly higher stocks next year.
Okay, switching gears real quick. Corn, it should be just about all in the ground by now.
Right. The market chatter this week is USDA came out with less than 70% of the corn planted. The market was saying, hey, it's closer to 80 to 85, and they think Monday's report will have it 90% or better. I think the market is also chattering about or is concerned that producers, since they're getting this corn in good conditions and so fast, that they will go ahead and plant more acres than the USDA estimated in the last report.
Okay. So I guess that leads us to strategies for producers. As we start looking at price and looking to market that grain, what should producers be doing?
Well, looking at the world wheat crop and the way things are developing, you know, I've been saying that this is the year to probably, say, sell a third or a fourth of it and store the rest of it. And I think you've got to store wheat to get a higher price, but I am lowering the odds of that price going up. If you can't afford the risk, I think you just need to sell it all at harvest. If you can afford the risk, then sell, fourth to a third and store it in the fall, knowing that you're going to have about 30 cents storage and interest in it, and that the odds are 50-50 at best that it'll pay.
Real quick, forward contracting?
I think if you can't take the risk, now's some pretty good opportunities. The July's at around 520. Take 80 off of that, you've got 440. That may be a pretty good price.
All right, thanks, Kim. Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist.